ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Morning, we continue to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter Number 4, entitled The Characteristics of Rishabhadeva. Text number 17 is being a prose. I'll just read the prose and then do the translation. Dravya Desha Kala Vaya Shadatvi Vivido Desho Pachitahai सर्वेर अपि कर्तुभि यतोपदेशं सदा कृत्वा यजा. What do I mean? द्रव्य. The ingredients for performing yajna.
Ingredients for performing yajna.
Desha.
Desha.
The particular place.
The particular place.
A holy place or a temple.
A holy place or a temple.
Kala.
Kala.
The suitable time.
Suitable time.
Such as spring time.
Just.
Vaya,
Vaya,
the age,
age,
especially youth,
especially youth.
Shraddha,
Shraddha,
faith in goodness,
faith in goodness,
not in passion and ignorance,
not in passion and ignorance.
Ritvik,
Ritvik,
the priest,
the priest.
Vivida Udesha,
Vivida Udesha,
worshipping different demigods,
worshipping different demigods
for different purposes,
for different purposes.
Upachitaye,
Upachitaye,
enriched by,
enriched
by,
sarve,
all kinds of,
all kinds of,
api,
api,
certainly,
certainly,
kratubi,
kratubi,
by sacrificial ceremonies,
by sacrificial ceremonies,
yata upadesam,
yata upadesam,
according to the instructions,
according to the instructions,
satakritva,
satakritva,
100 times,
100 times,
yaja,
yaja,
he worship,
he worship.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Lord Rishabhadeva performed all kinds of sacrifice 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every aspect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus, the function and festival were all successful. Purport. It is said, Kaumaram Ashray Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatam Iya Bhagavatam 761. A ritual should be performed by young men, even boys at a tender age, in order for the ritual to be performed successfully. From childhood, people should be trained in Vedic culture, especially at devotional service. In this way, one can perfect one's life. A Vaishnava does not disrespect the demigods, but on the other hand, he is not so foolish that he accepts each and every demigod as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the master of all demigods. Therefore, the demigods are his servants. The Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. In the Brahma Samhita, the important demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and even the incarnation and expansions of Lord Krishna like Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and all the other Vishnu Tattvas, as well as the Sakti Tattvas like Durga Devi, are all worshipped by the process of worshipping Govinda with the words, Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. A Vaishnava worships the demigod in relation to Govinda, not independently. Vaishnava are not so foolish that they consider the demigod independent of the Supreme Personality of God. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arasava Bhritya. The Supreme Master is Krishna and all others are his servants. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakya Shakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Dhamhiyam Dadati Swaparantikam Andeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarvana Ramanatanvitam Tam Nishajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvana Harita Sri Vishakam Vitamsa. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांता राधाकांता नमस्तुते तत्कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुतते प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत शिवासादि गौरवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Listen to all of them. You can share something from Srimad Bhagavatam, my own purification. There was a place where I grew up. Once in a while, my father, along with my brother and a few other my relatives, he used to take to a place which is in the forest, deep down in the forest, and not many people would be there. And there used to be a big lake in that forest. So, we used to go in the evening, around like 6 o'clock like that. No lights. So we used to carry these
Ones. No, just the toys. For remote, free.
Online previous key. Okay. So and no lights. So we used to carry these call it spectrum light means light which is fueled by some kerosene or some fuel. So we used to carry that, and then we used to carry other things like vessels for cooking, and basically where we're going is there was one Kali temple. So this is in the forest. This is in remote. Like we see, I think in this canto we will see how Jadabharat has been taken to the temple. Similar to that. And of course we used to take some animals also with us to offer to Kali. Very gruesome. And then the lake. So no one is allowed. Obvious reason, because certain worship are ugra. Not everyone is allowed, general public is allowed. So certain family meeting, it is like a family meeting, they worship. And then, so he used to take, and then we used to cook in the night. Like we prepared and everything pretty much like after 10 or something like that, very late. And then we used to cook, and then offer in the night, in the dead of the night, to Kali, and then have the prasad, the so-called prasad. Then we should not bring anything to home because it's not good for others. So what we do is we used to dig a hole. We used to dig a hole, and then whatever is left over, whatever is not finished, we used to put that in the hole and we dump it, so that no animal should eat. No living entity should eat. And then we break all the vessels, whatever we took. We clean the place, we dispose everything completely, then we come. It's a kind of ritual. Yeah. There's a kind of worship. This is not very prevalent in Western world, because Western world worship itself is a question. Is that independent mentality is there, and everyone want to be separate, unique, and don't want to surrender. So we can't see this prevalent of worship of demigods in the Western world, but in India it is very rampant. India or in Indian subcontinent, right? But in general notion, we have this idea. For example, we want something in this world. Everyone wants something. George Harrison, right? Everyone is looking for Krishna, right? In this material world. Everyone is looking for Krishna, everyone is wanting Krishna, Krishna in different manifestations, either material things or whatever it can be. So, if certain people can help us to get what we wanted, then there is nothing wrong to oppose that people. This is our idea, right? In Western world also, that we want to get something, we want to achieve something. So we want to get help from these people, and those people are called consultants. We have different consultant firm for different things to get through, and we approach them. This mentality is there even in the worship, that men of less intelligence approach demigod to in order to satisfy their material desires. Now one may say, yes, that's your idea. Now we have different people. You choose and you worship. What is the difficulty? I worship Ganesh, Indra. I worship someone impersonal. I worship this. I worship Kali. I worship Durga. You worship Krishna. You find your way. I find my way. What is the problem? So, the material, the core teaching, if you see, Prabhupada also writes that spirituality means we need sense control. There is no question of becoming a yogi if one is not having controlled mind or senses. There is no question of practicing of yoga then. One cannot become a yogi. So this material desire, satisfaction of the material desire is not a solution to be happy in this material world, because that is never ending. The more one satisfies the desire will increase proportionately. So approaching a demigod is nothing but we are trying to scratch our itch. Then what is the difference? Then one with material desire approaching Krishna, is there any problem? Krishna says, four kinds of people approach me. One who is having distress, one who is having desire for wealth or inquisitive. Approaching Krishna with material desire and approaching someone else with material desire. What is the difference? The difference is approaching Krishna with material desire. Yes, Krishna will satisfy the material desire. It may take some time, because people want some instant result, they want instant benefit, so they approach the demigod. But Krishna approaching is, there is one factor which is called a purification factor. Krishna fulfills the desire in such a way that our heart is purified or the desire doesn't manifest again. Example is Dhruva Maharaj. We see from our own life as an example. The reason we approach or we take up Krishna consciousness may not be pure intention, or it is not unmotivated or uninterrupted or no material desires. No. That is not the reason how we came to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is just like when you are out there in, for example, on a hot sunny day. The hot sunny day, like 40 degree plus, for example, here we get 40 degree plus and it's a hot air, and you are out there for hours and you are sweating, you are perspiring, you are dehydrated, and all of a sudden when you enter into an AC chilled cool room, like 16 degree minus, like 0 degree or something like that, and nice refreshment is there. So when you enter that room, you feel a great relief from the scorching heat of this outside world. And then you have this refreshment, you feel so relaxed and peaceful. Why you enter the room? Not to take darshan of the deities, but to get escape from the scorching heat of outside. So people write nowadays, you know, that summertime, if you go around city, CBD, come inside, cool here, like that, they write a poster out, you know, come inside because it's cool. Their intention is not to help you. Their intention is that when you come inside, you will buy something. So, one may not start as a pure devotee, but one has all the benefit, all the opportunities to end as a pure devotee. That is Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness, when approached, the approach to Krishna may be in different category, may not be pure. But because one is approaching the right goal, then he has all the chance of becoming the right, correcting the right result. That is the goal. Getting that you approach Krishna is the right person. Whether you want any desire or whether we don't want anything. In fact, Krishna is saying that I make your faith steady. If you are approaching someone, okay, fine. Your attitude of worshipping, your sincerity, your faith is not given by the demigod but by me, Krishna. And even the worship of demigod is not just your desire. There are other factors which is Krishna giving. Similarly, the benediction is offered by the demigod is not independent of Krishna. Because nothing can everything is happening by the will of the Lord. Both are dependent of the Lord. The worshipper of the demigod and the demigod himself is dependent on Supreme Lord. They both have to get sanction from the Supreme Lord. Now one may say, what is the problem in worshipping the demigod? Because after all, demigods are also a part of the universal body of the Supreme Lord. They are the limbs of the Supreme Lord. They are the servants of the Supreme Lord. But if you compare the body limb, one should know where to feed the food. You can't feed the food to the hand or leg. Because the feeding the food, where in the stomach. So Krishna, when the stomach is satisfied, then the whole body is satisfied. That one should know. Here, Rishabhdev is setting an example of how one should approach the demigod and how one should worship. One should approach the demigod as a representative of Lord Vishnu, not a replacement of Lord Vishnu. When you are considering Lord Vishnu as a demigod as a replacement of Lord Vishnu, then he is called Pashyandi. We have the famous offense, we say, to consider Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma equal to or independent of Lord Vishnu. It's an offense. It's an insulting the Supreme Lord. Because the worship of the Supreme Lord and the worship of the demigod are not on the same platform. One is completely spiritual and one is completely material. Our idea is, we want, that in the Vedic scripture they are given some details. If one is facing with health problem, go to sun god. If one is facing problem with marriage, go to Uma, Parvati or Shiva. One is facing problem with studies or learning, go to Saraswati. Right? So, we are so, okay fine, these are the specialized people. So I will go whenever I need certain things, I will go. So Krishna, yes, I will go when I need some liberation. So, and also our calendar is filled with all those festivals and dates. So people try to worship, when Shivaratri, I will worship Shiva. When Janmashtami, I will worship Krishna. When Durga Puja, Saraswati Puja, I will worship Saraswati. For Ganesh, I will worship Ganesh. So every time, whatever, so that I can please everyone, I can satisfy. After all, you have to be Samadarshana. If you ask them, I'm equipoised and Samadarshana. I'm treating everyone equal. That will not make us happy. The Supreme. So here, as approaching as a representative, not as a replacement. Because the demigods, their benedictions and everything is temporary. In fact, the worship of the demigod if you see, it will only increase our material desires. But apart from the Supreme God, we also worship someone else. For example, apart from worshipping Radha Vallabha, we do Guru Puja. We worship the pure devotees. And apparently doing the same, yeah, you worship some Hyderabad or someone, you worship, you know, some pure devotee, all human. The worship of the pure devotee is much greater than the worship of the Supreme Lord. This is who is saying the greatest Lord Shiva, who is none other than the demigod. He is saying. Because our understanding, our approach is correct. That we approach a representative of the Supreme Lord for our own benediction, for our own benefits. Because he is also very clear. Prabhupada also said, Guru is a representative of the Supreme Lord. He cannot be God. If he thinks he is God, then he is devotee. Prabhupada. Because he is also acting as a transparent via medium. His goal is to connect every jiva to the Supreme Lord. He is acting as an instrument, as a compassion, as an instrument of compassion and love and mercy. So the approach of the pure devotee is in a higher level compared to approaching the demigod. So here, Prabhupada is giving codes of a Vaishnava. If one is considering as a Vaishnava, Vaishnava worship the demigod in relation to Govinda, not independently. Vaishnavas are not so foolish that they consider the demigod independent of the Supreme Person of Godhead. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekhara Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya. And the next line is, everyone dances according to his terms. That Krishna is the master, everyone is servant. For devotees, it is not so difficult that we accept Krishna. Okay. I forgot to tell that thing. That everyone has the speciality. So when we are doing the shopping or something, there is some shop, okay, this special, this one, we go buy this one and that one. And there is one shop, like, you know, one stop shop, which has everything. That is like Krishna. We don't have to go individually different. We accept Krishna, we stick with Krishna. Now, Krishna is giving the facility. Krishna is giving that. One may say, why Krishna is allowing to worship different? You know, Krishna is supreme, is saying. But then Krishna is giving the options of demigod, impersonal, other type of worships. Asura, you can worship anything. If you see the Ravana, he worshipped Shiva, but then he couldn't able to save him when the Supreme Lord was going to kill him. Indra also offended the Krishna, but then to pacify, he needed a pure devotee. So then, one may approach, you know, Krishna and say, why Krishna is giving this facility? Krishna is independent. We are also independent jivas. We are also having choice and free will. Krishna don't want us to be a robot. You take my way or otherwise you go to hell. That is not Krishna's policy. Out of your free will, out of your choice, you choose me. You come to me with what I will reward you accordingly. In the process of devotional service, one is getting purified and one is getting perfected. This is the power of devotional service. Devotional service is not a separate endeavor. Like for example, if you are practicing yoga or if you are practicing other process, there is a separate endeavor to mind control, sense control, to control the desire, and then you have to work on the process to achieve the goal. The beauty of devotional service is that by engaging in the process, you automatically achieve the goal and also you get purified. The fire of devotional service is such that the impurities in the heart is getting purified. This is our process. When we engage in the service of Krishna, we are dealing with fire. That will actually purify our heart from all our desires. And we can see from time to time again, as we slacken in our devotional service, as we slacken in our sadhana, in our service to Krishna, the material desires actually increases. The material desire creeps in. The enjoying tendency and mentality creeps in. We feel that devotional service is a burden. We feel that our life is not perfect or fully fulfilled. We get attracted by the allurements of Maya. That we should understand, that's an alarm for us. That my devotional service is slackening. My hearing is slackening. My chanting is going down. My service is going down. Especially the times now when the service has been when the darshan of the deities or the service to the deities has been hampered or obstacled due to circumstances, we should be more vigilant. We should think, okay, fine, how can I engage in service of Krishna? This is our meditation. Given that opportunity, given the time, what should I can do so please Krishna? Whatever Krishna is giving, whatever facility, whatever is giving, the final instruction of Bhagavad Gita, or Krishna is saying what? Give up everything, surrender to me. I may give everything, whatever you wanted, everything you are approaching. You want to worship demigod, worship whatever, but finally you make this decision that you give up everything and surrender to Krishna. This is what Krishna is asking, that you give up everything and you surrender to me. You always think of me, you worship me. This is going to be the ultimate benefit. Now in order to get that conviction, or in order to get that faith, That's why we are approaching the pure devotees. There is a reason why we worship, why we serve the pure devotees. Krishna system is like that. We cannot approach Krishna directly. We cannot serve Krishna directly. We have to please Him. When we please as His representative, when we please as the devotees, when we serve the devotees, that is the way how we can get Krishna. So when we are trying to serve the pure devotee, then the door for liberation actually opens up. This is the teachings of Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev is going to tell us the teaching. When you perform the austerity of serving, the sacrifice he has mentioned. What is the sacrifice? Sacrifice, you know, one is that yajna. And then of course Prabhupada always says in the section 3rd chapter, if you see, sacrifice means Kali Yuga Sankirtan Yajna. Sankirtan Yajna means glorifying the Lord, coming together and glorifying. So in order to glorify Krishna, in order to do the Sankirtan Yajna, then one has to be ready to sacrifice his time, energy, money, whatever he has. That is his personal sacrifice. Because the moment you put Krishna, you want to serve someone, then you are forced to be selfless. we have been trained, we have been motivated to serve ourselves. The first person whom you have to work and please is you. Who else is there in this world more than you? You have to please yourself. After all, this is your life of you. You don't compromise. This is the new age thing that one has to take care of oneself. As long as we have this idea that self-satisfaction, I want to be satisfied, I want to look after myself, then how can we think of other person, that is especially Krishna? Prabhupada said one time, everyone thinking about their own happiness, but no one is thinking about Krishna's happiness. Bhagavad Gita. So a devotee means we thinking of how we can please Krishna, how we can engage our senses, something, so that Krishna will be pleased, not others, but especially Krishna. So this is our meditation. And here, approaching the demigod, approaching the pure devotee, approaching everyone in that mood, that by doing something that I can able to please Krishna. So this is what Vishnu is also showing us, that he performing all the sacrifice, but his approach is that all are representative of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and everyone is representative, and I am worshipping the Vishnu. So this stop here. Say anyone want to add any comments or correction or any questions.
Prabhu, you know, demigods are like representative of Krishna, and they are authorized, endowed with certain power and responsibility. So this can be almost like, you know, so we have deities and we have temple authority, that is Sukadeva Prabhu. So for certain things we have to approach Sukadeva Prabhu, not as Sukadeva Prabhu.
Yeah,
that's
a good question.
Yeah, as you said, demigods are like representative of Supreme Lord.
Yeah.
So they are endowed with certain power and also responsibility. So just like, you know, we have DTC and all that. For everything, for certain things we have to approach authorities in the temple, like Sukadeva Prabhu. Take his consent or permission. A request, can we do this seva, can we do this, can we do that.
Yes.
So similarly, so to certain extent people like to approach Supreme Lord through demigods.
Yeah, you can approach Supreme Lord. That is called neophyte mentality.
Yeah, only those who are part of the inner circle, they can directly approach Supreme Lord. No, others are bit outside.
Our philosophy is we want to serve Krishna in association of devotees, not separately. The greatest devotee is Srimati Radharani and the gopis. They are thinking, they see others are serving, they are thinking they are better than me. This is the greatest example, isn't it? So when the topmost devotee is thinking that others should serve Krishna, not me, then following in the footsteps, we also do that. We don't, when we want to worship Krishna directly, or, you know, me and Krishna, no one else, then we are still in the neophyte state. Obviously, when we want to serve Krishna, we want to know how to serve Krishna. That detail is a confidential knowledge only known by devotees. The details of how to serve Krishna. For example, we want to serve Radha Vallabha. Then we have a head pujari, we have president, vice president, first lady. They are all serving Radha Vallabha so many years, right? So in order to serve Krishna, we need to get that knowledge. That knowledge is called transcendental knowledge. In 4th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about that. About his activities, about his appearance, about his qualities and everything. And then finally Krishna says that you have to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, a devotee. And you have to submissively inquire, how can I serve Krishna? You have to serve the personality. And you submissively inquire, And then he gives you the knowledge how you can serve Krishna. So that is how we, this is a system, this is Krishna's system. If we have to understand Krishna, then we have to go through devotees. That is that. Why is that? So personally, that will make you humble. Because that submission and the inquiry, it requires a lot of tolerance and humility and surrender. Because you want to serve Krishna in a certain way, but then when you ask with the authorities or devotees, they know better. So then you should be ready to give up your idea of how we want to serve Krishna. Now that requires a lot of humility and submission. Right? This is the biggest challenge, that everyone has their own plan. But in order to please Krishna and devotees, one should be ready to give his own plan, which is the biggest ask in Kali Yuga. Everyone wants to do the way they want it. That is the cooperation among devotees. That's what Prabhupada wanted. One time I asked a devotee, we have these beautiful deities, and every festival we have beautiful decoration, isn't it? No doubt about it. Beautiful decoration. For the Radhashtami also we have this live peacock, and then full peacock and everything, and nice decoration, obviously. And there were like few devotees, at least 15-20 devotees were helping. So I asked this one devotee and I asked him, see, now you are doing this decoration, how do you come up with this idea? Is it like you all brainstorm, or is it like conflict happen? Because see, everyone has their own creativity, right? And when you want to present, how that it comes out like that? I asked this question. Is it like you have sometimes, disheartening because your idea is not given? And the devotee told me that there is no problem for us, because there is only one person who is deciding. And we are just executing. This is how surrender. It has to be, it requires a lot of things to work under one person leadership, right? We saw in our own eyes, our movement flourished because not of the skill or the talent of the individual. It flourished because the degree they surrendered to the words of the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. They had total conviction on the words of the spiritual master, Guru Bhakti. This is one of the key factors in the expansion of the movement in like a wildfire. There was no question asked. Prabhupada said, okay, get down, start temple. Go there, do this, do that, do that. That's it. There's no other option. And because the faith in the words of the spiritual master, the potency, empowerment is there, and they could be able to do wonders. So we can see time and again, it's the same in our spiritual life also, that one is ready to, if he is asking any instruction from the spiritual master or anything, we should be ready to submissively follow that. One is ready for that, then it's the same, that to serve Krishna, yes, we have our intelligent way of thinking, but still we have to go through a channel. Our idea, everything has to be presented in a channel and get authorized and get the blessing. You may have a beautiful idea, you may have a wonderful, great, you may have the best idea of preaching or book distribution or whatever, decoration, anything, any service in Krishna service, yeah? But that cannot be executed independently. that has to go through the representative, the spiritual master, the president, GBC, whatever, whoever you direct, and then in that spiritual authority, and then temple authority, this parallel authorities are there. Everything has to be satisfied and pleased. What are you going to achieve when you are not pleasing the devotees? You are thinking that I can please Krishna. How long it can go? So this is very crucial, and it is a challenge actually. It is a great challenge in Kali Yuga that everyone come together and happy with who is managing or whatever. Where they think what they know. They think they are just holding us from expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that is not the fact. The fact is you have to please the authorities. And you get rewarded because if you are happy to give up your idea and be surrendered, then at least you will have that satisfaction. That okay, fine. You may not be successful in the idea of what Ataji is saying, but at least you will be satisfied, okay, fine. Everyone is happy. And Krishna will give you some chance in the future to execute your plan. So that's how it is. Do you want to add Prabhu? So who is the operation manager? We are operating under the
Prabhu. I think Prabhu was somewhat also understood that the demigods are representatives of Krishna. Right?
Yes.
The approach.
As I understood the question, Prabhu, the demigods are representatives of Krishna. If we approach them in order to facilitate or in order to enhance our service to Krishna, and that would that approach be okay? To approach the demigod in that moment. Is that right? Brother
to Hare Krishna. Right?
Yeah. So, what's. Yeah.
No, yeah, you see.
At the same time, demigods also are representative who are empowered to give you facility.
Yeah.
Then they give you additional, then they give you extra benefit, and then they say, here's this $1 million for you, come and whatever. And then, so,
yeah.
How do we balance it? Where do we draw
the
line? What's our
approach?
I think that's.
Yeah, we see in the gopis approaching Katyayani, we see some instances where they go to demigod for well being so that they can worship Krishna. And this can be our attempt as well. That we approach them with the proper intention and proper mood, that let my Krishna consciousness increase. This is a beautiful conversation between Lord Narasimhadev and Shani. One can read so Shani Dev offering prayers to Narasimhadev. That he is saying, your glance should be there with me all the time. Please put your glance on me. And you have protected the devotee like Prahlad from all the miseries, because the Shani Dev and all this planetary system are there to give some problem, right? When then some disturbance or. But people don't understand the purpose behind that, so that they can inquire and they can elevate their consciousness. So they want to get her and they please them. So he is saying, you appear, see, Prahlad Maharaj, all those devotees going through so much of trouble, you come personally and help them. Similarly, you give protection to me, you give your mercy to me, so he was praying like that. So if we are approaching the demigod, and of course, in that mood, there is Narasimhadev saying, so whoever offering the prayers, what you have said to me, they will be protected. I will give all the mercy to them. Now demigods are offering prayers, like we have seen Indra, Lord Shiva prayers before, song of Lord Shiva. And 10th canto you will see prayer of Lord Brahma. Right? And we see all those demigods and others' prayers. So there are so many prayers, they are worshipping the Lord, he said. So similarly, we can use those prayers, we can use them, we can tell you, okay, you have served Krishna so different, nicely. Let me be an instrument like you in the service of Krishna. Let me please, you know, serve in such a way. So this is... But one time, the devotee asked Prabhupada that Maya is a servant of Krishna. So serving Maya is a serving servant of servant. So that is good, right? We want to be servant of servant. Prabhupada said, yeah, you can, but you will not be happy. So similarly, we have to be careful. There's a thin line that when we approach any God, we don't have that mood, I will serve you because you are serving. We should be respectful. We are in this purpose also, Prabhupada. We should be respectful towards them because they are doing a certain service to Supreme Lord. And we should be in very much prayerful that please help me so that I can be a devotee of Krishna. This is what the gopis also pray. They want to marry Krishna. They want to worship Krishna. So our worship is solely and dedicated to Krishna. This is our idea, this is our core philosophy. That Krishna is our master, that's all. Others are serving Krishna, we can get help from them so that we can also serve Krishna. This we should be very clear, okay? There's no doubt in that. We should not be deviated from that. That part should be over here. Okay, Krishna is our master and I am his son. Yeah, we do go to the demigod temple, like, you know, if we go into India here or something, preaching, we do contact some, sometimes sannyasis come, we take to, I've taken last year, Mukundamata, okay. And we organize two programs, one in Shiva temple and one in Kartikeya temple. And then we spoke to the authorities and they were happy. And some or other we conducted a program. So we do, you know, go there because we should not be, the initial stage, you know, remember that we couldn't able to accept anyone. You know, these people are all not good. And worshippers of them are also not good. So that's that part, you know, you have to be very careful, very sensitive. That, okay. Don't commit any offenses to the Vaishnavas, I mean to the demigods and the worshippers of demigods. We should educate them and give knowledge and proper understanding of what is worship. That's it. Okay. Stop here. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam. Jaya Srila Prabhupada.